March 31st, 1917. Each time that a heart leaps at the touch of thy divine breath, a little more beauty seems to be born upon the earth. The air is embalmed with a sweet perfume. All becomes more friendly. How great is thy power, O Lord of all existences, that an atom of thy joy is sufficient to efface so much darkness, so many sorrows, and a single ray of thy glory can light up thus the dullest pebble, illumine the blackest consciousness. Thou hast heaped thy favours upon me. Thou hast unveiled to me many secrets. Thou hast made me taste many unexpected and unhoped for joys. But no grace of thine can equal to this thou grantest to me. When a heart leaps at the touch of thy divine breath. At these blessed hours, all earth sings a hymn of gladness. The grasses shudder with pleasure. The air is vibrant with light. The trees lift towards heaven their most ardent prayer. The chant of the birds becomes a canticle. The waves of the sea billow with love. The smile of children tells of the infinite, and the souls of men appear in their eyes. Tell me, wilt thou grant me the marvellous power to give birth to this dawn in expectant hearts, to awaken the consciousness of men to thy sublime presence, and in this bare and sorrowful world, awaken a little of thy true paradise? What happiness, what riches, what terrestrial powers can equal this wonderful gift? O Lord, never have I implored thee in vain, for that which speaks to thee is thyself in me. Drop by drop, thou allowest to fall in a fertilizing rain the living and redeeming flame of thy almighty love. When these drops of eternal light descend softly on our world of obscure ignorance, one would say, a rain upon earth of golden stars, one by one, from a sombre firmament. All kneels in mute devotion before this ever-renewed miracle.